Welcome to the Riyabu podcast with Simon Littlewood and Mark Lowdy. Hi, Simon.
Hello, Mark. It's great to see you again.
And you. And you would have seen the announcement by Facebook that it's starting its own digital currency, cryptocurrency called Libra. Now, you would have also seen in those announcements that there's an awful lot of chatter going on. Is it even based on blockchain? Should we trust Facebook with our personal data? Should we trust them with a cryptocurrency? And even though Facebook has put together this committee that's supposed to oversee Libra, there's a lot of discussion about how much influence they'll actually have in the workings of this currency. You'll be pleased to know that we're not going to rehash all of that, because at Riyabu, what we care about is you getting your invoices paid on time. If you are like the millions of small and medium enterprises all around the world who's currently struggling with that. There were two points, Simon, in the announcement by Facebook, which I thought was particularly relevant. First, Facebook is trying to make sure that the unbanked have access to traditional bank accounts. And this leads me to the second point, at prices which are reasonable. So no extortionate fees being charged. Now, once again, we could argue whether Facebook Libra actually achieves those goals. But let's take this point first about the fact that you have lots of people who still don't have bank accounts. What I found particularly interesting was a column in the Financial Times, which reflected on the fact that often when you don't have a bank account, if you are one of the people who are unbanked, sure, it might be that you can't get to a branch or you don't have enough money to deposit. But often it's because you personally need some counseling, that you personally have made a conscious or unconscious decision to be unbanked. And that just reminded me so much of Riyabu.
Yes, or you're nervous about being unbanked because you don't come from a culture that's used to using banks. It's very relevant, given that we're sitting here in Singapore, because we're close to Indonesia, we're close to the Philippines. These are countries that have many, many millions of unbanked. Yeah.
And as a company, you know, not only do you need counseling if you're one of those individuals, more so than access to yet more virtual wallets or whatever else. Actually, the problem with being unbanked, according to this FT editorial, which was reprinted in the Singapore Business Times, I encourage you to read it. The problem is man-made. It is on the part of the person who is unbanked. Just like we always argue at Riyabu, when you don't get paid on time, chances are it's your own fault.
No, you need to think it through and make your own choices. There's no question about that. I mean, I think also, and again, I know we said we're not going to talk about this, but you know, the one of the issues of modern methods of moving money around is that it's very, very cheap, and it's designed to be cheap, but it's not very profitable either. And actually, these platforms are generally created in order to lend money to people. What they actually do is they provide insights into lots, millions and millions, tens of millions of unbanked people who can be persuaded to borrow money in relatively small amounts at very large rates of interest. This may not be something that's in your interests. You may well need access to a proper banking network in order to run your life and to run your small business. It's not clear to me that the answer is going to be a cryptocurrency or Facebook, yeah?
No, indeed, and that's just the point. That often, you know, people look for somebody to blame. Why is it that people are unbanked? And yes, once again, we acknowledge it might be that they can't get to a branch. It might be that they don't have enough money to even open a bank account. But without looking at the individual circumstances of individuals in Facebook's case or companies in Riyabu's case, you really, it's very difficult to make generalizations about it.
I think it is. You know, we if anything, Riyabu stands for anything, we stand for personal responsibility. The notion that when you don't get paid, there's a, you know, there is a malignant world out there that's conspiring not to pay you. You know, okay, there's a bit of that going on. Mostly it's because of something you didn't think of or something you could have done differently. 80% of the time, we think. And we've demonstrated that over and over and over again. So for companies or individuals who are worried about getting paid on time, SMEs, large companies, the answer lies within your own ability to correct. Okay, the answer is not something external to you that you cannot control.
Yes.
It may to some small extent be that, but overwhelmingly you have the answer.
Which brings us to the second point, and that is about the amount of cost. You've already pointed out that some of these, the unbanked on an individual basis might simply not be very lucrative, therefore the fees are high. When you then flip that over into our space at Riyabu, where we talk about companies, you know, you could also say that a lot of companies are paying absolutely extortionate interest rates for very basic traditional banking products.
Well, they are. And you know, one of the things that we've learned as we've got more and more into trying to help companies improve their cash flow and get paid on time in order to invest, in order to stay afloat, is that a lot of fintech services, which purport to offer new capabilities to companies at very low cost, for example, the ability to pay your suppliers using different methodologies, using your mobile phone, you know, using the internet, the ability to collect money from your customers in the same way. These are actually primarily designed by bankers or former bankers to create a relationship, to create transparency around finances, particularly for SMEs, which then enable money to be lent into those spaces. So one of the corollaries of something which is incredibly cheap is whoever's providing it is going to be wanting to make money somehow.
Yes.
And if they're providing you with something that's cheap or free, and we're all familiar to this with this from the internet, because you go on there and you have the free stuff, and then as soon as you find something you actually really want,
up comes the paywall.
Yes,
that's a premium
and
service.
And that's exactly what's going to happen to SMEs who unguardedly, adopt these services that third parties are providing them with, because nothing is free. Mm. And the reality is that there is an awful lot of cash swilling around here that traditional banks, non-traditional banks, disruptive new entities want to lend to SMEs, and they need to be aware of that.
Yes. In fact, some years ago, I heard a friend of mine say that the only thing worse than cheap is free. but, you know, back to Libra and Facebook. In the Riyabu context, I've also thought about, how will a virtual currency help? At the end of the day, you need to pay your own staff, your own rent, your own, keep the lights on. You've got to pay the electricity company. In other words, all of your costs as a business are in cold, hard cash. I fail to see how an extension of Facebook Libra into the SME space might help in that regard.
Well, of course, that's a very good question. And I think one of the things that's interesting, and again, not particularly on topic, but the biggest and most extreme reactions to this notion of a new cryptocurrency from Facebook are coming from central banks, the French Central Bank, the Bank of England, the Fed. Because what happens if one of the most powerful social media sites in the world, with whatever it is, 2.5 billion subscribers, suddenly starts creating a situation where hundreds of millions of people and billions of transactions are transacted completely invisibly to the global banking system?
Think of the lost tax rate.
How do you know what's going on? How do you tax that?
Yes.
How do you bank? Because banks are very close to governments. How do banks that are seeing this business disappearing deal with that? So central banks are all saying, all transactions and so one of the interesting emerging discussions is how banks and regulators are going to deal with the emergence of cryptocurrencies where they're used as other channels for payment. Of course, this is true of people who are legitimately transacting business. It's also very true of the Irans and the Russias and the Chinas of this world who want to move dollars around or want to move currency around but can't do it because the Fed's stopping them. Mm. So it has significant financial crime implications.
So the upshot, I suppose, of Facebook Libre, if you're a small and medium enterprises, at the end of the day, your suppliers expect to be paid in cash.
Yes.
At the end of the day, chances are you earn your money in a legitimate central
bank. Well, not in cash, but in proper money, in a recognized currency backed by a government.
Correct.
As opposed to something made up, backed by some bloke in Silicon Valley, however much money he may have made, it's not quite the same thing.
No. And therefore, all of these technology solutions, blockchain to keep track of documents, the technology around e-procurement portals, all of that's very nice, but doesn't solve the ultimate, and I end where I started, doesn't solve the ultimate issue, and that is that at the end of the day, some person, an individual, a human being, has to decide when and how much they're going to pay to settle your invoice. And there's no amount of Facebook Libras that's going to change that.
Nope. If you're an individual that wants running a company, large, medium, or small, and you want to get paid on time, the answer is not going to be in a box or a cryptocurrency or in any other magic. It's going to be in the practical, sensible changes that you adopt to define your relationships with your customers and ensure that you get paid on time.
We are now going to head off into our weekend. We will be so free, with no pun intended. Thank you for this conversation on Facebook Libra.
Mark.
See you soon, Simon.